Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Paris Hilton. On April 30th, my podcast Trapped in Treatment returns for a second season. And this season, we're taking on the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs in Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us. So we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Listen to season two of Trapped in Treatment starting April 30th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From Hollywood to you.
Thank you for listening to us.
Ryan Seacrest.
On air
with Ryan Seacrest.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sissany, we need to check in. Nurse Seacrest here. It is Nurse Seacrest. I work 12-hour shifts. Prefer the overnight. Checking in
you
on my patient.
Prefer the overnight?
I'm role playing. That's
okay,
not what
okay,
I do.
Okay.
I'm in the zone. Sissany Holmes sick with a sore throat.
It's very mild. It hurts a little, but I just feel like, why am I going to come in with all the germs?
No, don't share the germs.
No.
Is it the kind where you're, these things are inflamed, your tonsils, lymph nodes, whatever these are?
Yeah,
your neck?
They feel a little swollen.
Hurts to swallow?
Yeah.
Is it a dry sore or like a pain to swallow sore?
Pain to swallow sore.
Like eating hurts.
Everything hurts, yeah.
Yeah, the only benefit of a sore throat is I eat less.
That's true. And like cold feels nice. Right
but
now.
You don't feel sick?
Not at the moment.
Not yet. That's where it happens. It starts with the throat.
Oh, don't tell
me. What are you doing to combat it?
Creation, the syringe shots, like that are like this, immunity
yes,
boosting.
The immunity
and all
booster.
That. Yeah.
I'm creation, like, the juice place.
That's exactly.
Great. Actually, you know what I love at Creation? That garlic shot.
You
it's
would
so
like
strong.
The garlic one.
It's like garlic and sea salt.
Yeah, it's gross.
Oh, it's the best. You go with your lover and do it together.
With your lover.
Because you're going to burp it.
You should get oil of oregano, Sissany, and just like doppel
Be
it.
Be careful
into your mouth.
With that. I did that and I did a teaspoon of it. I about killed myself.
Yeah, you're only supposed to use a drop.
Well, no one read the instructions.
I do these. I just do like the immune, like the syringes from Creation. It has like the lemon, the ginger, the cayenne pepper.
That's all good.
That's
all great.
And I'm usually good to go in like a day and a half. So let's hope that it's nipped in the bud.
Not in the butt, in
Not
the bud.
In the butt, in the bud.
Yeah, who
nipped
knew?
Nipped in the, I remember one time Tanya was like, let's nip it in the butt.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't think that's fun.
This was a new discovery, bud. I always thought it was butt for the last like 30 years.
And also people, I did this for a while too. Taken aback, not taken back. I was It's taken aback.
Taken aback. Yeah.
Yeah. Not taken back.
Yeah, I knew that one.
But that one I discovered later in life.
Yeah.
A lot of things I discovered later in life. I still can't spell itinerary.
Oh, that one's tough.
I type in itinerary. I can't spell conscious either.
You can't spell a lot of things. Have you seen your emails?
Most of the things I cannot spell are words.
Which is crazy because we have autocorrect on our phones. So.
Right. And it's also, my phone changes it to something unknown.
No, it's like your phone gave up on you.
Well, and also, it's not a blessing in the skies. It's a blessing in disguise.
Right.
But yeah, some people say, that's a blessing in the skies. I'm like, sure.
In the skies?
Yeah. Blessing in the skies. I mean, it makes sense.
Nice. Yeah.
It's quite beautiful.
It actually does sound kind
Listen,
of beautiful.
Listen, how many times? It's a blessing in disguise.
Oh, man.
Well, is it, what's the other one? Can or can't? There's one that's a can and can't. I couldn't care less.
I couldn't care less. Yeah,
I could not
correct.
Care less. Yeah. Some people say, I could care less. Well, then care less.
I care a lot.
I care. I care too much.
I care a lot.
So let me tell you what you should care about. Tickets to Kiss FM's Jingle Ball presented by Capital One go on sale to Capital One cardholders at 10 a.m.
That's right.
This morning. Sunshine, high in the low 80s, mid 90s. Today is Taco Day.
Yeah, Taco Tuesday. Yeah.
National Taco Day. Javier Cabral from LATaco.com and is going to join us with the best taco crawl here in Southern California.
Oh my God, that sounds so fun.
It's a mapped out crawl.
Instead of
bar crawl, it's a taco crawl. And it's very cute. We're going to do the horoscopes here in just a second between Sissany and Tanya. Mm. And you can't see what I'm wearing right now because you're listening to this. What do you think I am?
Well, you're definitely like in a skeleton sort of outfit with a beanie and you've got
Machine Gun Kelly
tattoos.
So I'm in a skeleton onesie. I've got a black beanie on. And I've got two tattoos under my eyes.
Very subtle tattoos, though.
Well, that's because I am a subtle tattoo person on my face.
Travis Barker.
Travis Barker.
There it is.
I am dressed as Travis Barker right now because it's been one of my bucket lists to dress as different stars that we play here on the show.
Robbie was Travis Barker last year.
Oh, my God.
Okay, why does it always have to be? Like, why can't I just be Travis Barker for a second?
Like, why can't you give that to Ryan?
Thanks a lot. You know,
Ryan, well, first of all, it's not supposed to be a one-up. I thought it's cute because I like when you guys are, like, matching.
We're about to do horoscopes. Robbie has a birthday. Oh, well, great. We all do. We all do.
Gosh, so jealous. Well, no,
it's not jealous. Oh. We're just in a moment. I took a lot to get into my Travis Barker look this morning. I had to put tattoos on my face.
You need more tattoos.
Well, I need tattoos up and down my neck.
Yeah.
Are you going to do that?
No. I'm going to zip this up so you can't see my neck. I don't want all that.
Smooth.
On my neck.
Yeah. Anyway, it's annoying.
This is part of a Halloween extravaganza that we're putting together, but I had to wear it into work because I go from this to the next job and no time. No downtime.
I do enjoy that about this month because we do get little sneak peeks of all of your Halloween costumes throughout the month.
Yep. Okay. Now, Mark, where is the horoscope music? There we are. Today's horoscopes. Let's go.
Okay, here we go. We're starting with Aries. You are the sign that they are looking for, so speak up when you can. You're a 6.9.
Today.
6.9. Okay. Mm-hmm. Taurus, there is a calling for leadership in your life. Step up. 8.7.
Your day is an 8.7.
Gemini, rest is more important on the mind than the body. Your day is a 9.2.
Nice, Gemini.
Cancer, your gut is speaking to you, so listen to it. Your day is a 7.4.
Leo, don't turn off the lights. Your day is a 9.5.
Virgo, you've been contemplating that purchase, so buy it. Your day is an 8.9.
Scorpio, be careful where you put that stinger. Your day is a 9.9.
Ooh, but a high score. Libra, lean on someone else. You have too much to carry. Your day is a 9.0.
Sagittarius, the grass isn't greener on the other side. It's greener where you water it. Your day is a 6.4.
Capricorn, sharing is caring. So spread the love.
Oh,
your
yeah.
day is an 8.0.
Oh, yeah.
Aquarius, if you want different results, try something new. Today, you're a 7.5.
And Pisces, your key word is focus. Focus to complete and then repeat. Your day is an 8.3.
I like it. Horoscopes. See how fast that goes? And easy to remember. And you, all I want to know is what my day rate
why
is.
Why does it have to be so fast?
Because I get bored.
I see Mark over here going,
yeah, because it should. Yeah, exactly. Because
Mark
everyone else
and Ryan, they're both like,
yeah, because no one wants to sit through everybody else's. You hear yours and you're out. You want to get to it.
You don't want to. No, it doesn't matter yours because then you have people in your life. Like your boss could be a Libra, your partner could be a Pisces.
I never think about my boss's horoscope.
I think about yours.
I disagree with the speed. It's too fast for me.
No, it needs to go boop, boop, boop. And all you care about, honestly, is what your rating is.
I don't like
to what's
rush.
Your day going
to
be?
No, that's not what we all care about.
It is.
Not.
Don't you just want to get to the chase?
Literally, your sign today said sharing is caring, so spread the love. You're not spreading it. You're not sharing the airspace.
You're not sharing or caring.
I'm sharing and caring and spread the love.
You're not. You're rushing us.
And spreading the hate.
No, I don't ever spread the hate. It's just pace, guys. It's, everybody's got to get to work.
Your tattoos are like sliding off now. Are you sweating? Oh, what's going on?
Ryan, you ruined your makeup.
Did I touch my face?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Look at
They're
that.
They're trying to smear. Your tattoos are trying to smear.
How'd they smear?
I don't know.
My anchor tattoo and my star?
Yeah.
Shoot, maybe I could put my glasses on. Mm. Yeah, well, tattoos are overrated on my face. All right, so I take my vitamins in the morning. I have a pack I take at night. I try and do it on a regular. But what about you get a headache, take a Tylenol, take an Advil, take an ibuprofen? You don't even think about how you take it.
No.
But they tell you. You know, you ever swallow vitamins, they get like jammed up in your esophagus.
Ooh, the worst.
It's the worst feeling. It takes forever to dissolve.
Mm-hmm.
So your posture determines how fast these pills will work and kick in. Most pills don't start working until it gets into your intestines. So the closer a pill lands to the lower part of the stomach, the faster it will start to dissolve. So the next time you swallow a pill, lay on your right side. Lay down on the floor on your right side and take your ibuprofen.
Genius.
Seems weird.
Swallowing not if you have a hangover and you're like, no. I need all the help.
So lie down on your right side and then take it. It'll work 2.3 times faster than taking the pill in an upright position and 10 times faster than laying on your left side.
10 times faster?
Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
Yeah. It's the anatomy of the body. Today's quote, you'll keep meeting the same person in different bodies until you learn the lesson.
Oof.
Kiss FM headlines with Sissany.
Well, free metro rides will be offered for California Clean Air Day, an effort to encourage people to improve community health by using public transit. In addition to riding buses and trains free of charge, people can also access Metro Bike's share program through free one-ride share fares using a promo code. Wednesday will be the 5th annual California Clean Air Day, so make sure you take advantage of that tomorrow. President Biden visited Puerto Rico yesterday in an effort to express support for the island following the impacts of Hurricane Fiona. Biden surveyed the damage left by the storm, met with officials, and pledged future support to the U.S. territory of 3.2 million people with $60 million in federal funding. And Ed Sheeran is returning to the U.S. for a bunch of North American tour dates, marking his first shows in the country in nearly 5 years. He announced the dates yesterday as part of his Mathematics Tour, which recently wrapped up in the U.K. and Europe. The U.S. dates will kick off in 2023, starting in Arlington, Texas on May 6th, and will conclude right here in Los Angeles at SoFi Stadium on September 23rd of next year.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
All right, Javier Cabral. Good morning, Javier, editor-in-chief of LATaco.com.
Hey, what's up, man? I'm always happy to be here. And by the way, and thanks so much for saying my last name so awesomely.
Cabral. Thank you, sir. Well, listen, I'm a big fan, and today is a very important holiday for those of us here in Los Angeles and around the world as we celebrate the great treasure of a taco. Yeah?
Yeah, today's a National Taco Day, but, you know, real talk, for some of us, Taco Day is every day.
I know. Mm-hmm. Well, the best taco crawl to make with your friends and family in Los Angeles is what we want to get down to.
Yeah, so, you know, I think if you really, you know, love someone and they come visit you in L.A., I think it's your duty as someone who lives in L.A. to show them a good time, you know, via the you know, what I will say, the country's best taco scene. And, you know, there's multiple ways you can go around it, but, you know, I've done this, I don't know, dozens of times. And I think I've developed the perfect daytime, you know, taco crawl that gets you a little bit of, you know, a variety. You get some seafood, you get some meat, and most of all, you get the vibe. Are you ready for it?
Yeah, I'm ready for it. Break it down. L.A. taco crawl. Go ahead, Javier.
So the first place that you have to go, it's an iconic taco. If you had to only do one taco in L.A., I think it's the Taco de Camarón at Mariscos Jalisco. That is on Olympic Street. Many of you have maybe have had that. After that, make your way over to Gorilla Tacos, which is in downtown, not that far, maybe about a mile or two over. They also have another iconic taco, which is the sweet potato taco with feta and almond salsa. It is delicious, it's vegetarian delicious. Friendly. Yes. And then after that, make your way over to Sonora Town, which is, again, like maybe a mile or two away from that. And it's they make, I think, arguably LA's best carne asada taco. Mesquite grilled, handmade flour tortillas, and it's just it's an amazing bite.
By the way, what a great fun Saturday activity.
Right.
To just go do the crawl. Right? You wake up, you go from one to the next to the next, and each one specializes in their own signature.
Spread it out.
Yeah, and these tacos, you know, they speak for themselves, you know. You just like every one of these tacos, you take a bite and you understand LA on a deeper level. You know, there's so many textures, so much history, and it's so delicious.
And by the way, please stand up when you eat your taco. Please stand. Like stand. Like two point stance. Feet firmly planted in the ground. Stand up and eat your taco.
Why do you have to stand?
I don't know. There's something about standing up eating a taco as it's dripping into the little paper that comes in, that size taco. Just for me, it's part of the experience.
Well, I mean, honestly, like, you know, I mean, if you want to get like, you know, technical about it, the secret or like, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, Ryan, you are obviously an expert in this because you know what's up. But, you know, when you stand up and you're eating, you can eat more of them, you know, and it won't hit you until you sit down later.
So that's the thing. You want to get through it. You got to get through that crawl. Hey, you can see Javier, by the way, L.A. Taco and the Taco Scout, LATaco.com and the Taco Scout for the Chronicles, Taco Chronicles, seasons 1 and 2 are on Netflix. Love that series. Sometimes when I just want to veg out, I just watch it again.
Thank you so much. We have a third season coming out soon, so we'll see what's up.
All right, brother. Thanks, Javier. You take care.
Thank you, Ryan. Have a good day. Bye. See ya.
And see you later. And that's a crawl that is doable. It's not too far from one another.
Yeah, I love that.
So keep write that down.
I did. So Mariscos, Jaliscos, Gorillas Tacos, and Sonora Tacos.
Robbie loves tacos.
Yeah, it's Taco Tuesday. You want to come over?
I don't know. Thinking about it. I just got invited on the day. Like, what kind of invitation is that?
It's just open door policy.
Oh, it's whoever wants to show up?
Yeah.
How do you know how much to prepare?
You know, it's an interesting question because we kind of go back and forth with that every Tuesday. We're like, not sure who's going to come.
I'm not one for open door. I'm one for like, tell me how, I want to like know exactly how many people are coming and on time.
But when you have leftovers, it's like fun because
the best.
Yeah. Then we have shrimp and beef and we make a salad the next day.
All right. Do you know that this is the place to come to when you want to talk about your relationship?
You should.
If you did not know that, we give unofficial advice and guidance all the time. And most of us can't follow our own guidance. But man, is it fun to talk about it. So there's something called second date update. And that's what we're doing right now. Olivia in Torrance. She met this guy on Hinge. That's where everybody here met somebody.
That's right.
Well, just Tanya.
Oh, just Tanya.
Hinge is where it's at.
Practically everybody, meaning just Tanya, met someone on Hinge. So she met the guy on Hinge. They had the best first date ever. They went to Hermosa Beach. Lunch. I love a Hermosa Beach lunch.
Why do you say it like that?
Say what?
Every time.
Hermosa.
Hermosa Beach.
Because like, it is Hermosa. Is it?
Okay. You just
excuse me.
So
if you
different.
Live in the South Bay, you know it's Hermosa. I spent many of my earlier years.
You can just say Hermosa Beach. You don't have to say Hermosa Beach.
Then he goes Manhattan.
No, I spent many of my early days in LA, Manhattan Beach, Manhattan, and Hermosa. Tenez and I would roll from Burbank to Hermosa for the weekend.
Yeah. Bruh.
Ah. Seriously, bro. And we'd body surf left of the pier. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
So they went to Hermosa Beach, lunch, sat, watched the waves. What a great date.
Mm-hmm. Cute.
Walked along the water, kissed on the pier. I fell hard.
Really special.
Just, it's been a week. I've not heard from him. What happened? What happens to people? How do you have a great time and then just vanish? Like, what is it? Olivia wants to know what's wrong. So, Olivia, we got the background here. Everything seemed to be going just great, and then nothing. Crickets ghosting you. Is that right?
Yep. That is pretty much it.
So what gives?
Wonderful.
What gives? Did you text him afterwards?
Well, I've always been under the impression that if a guy wants to see you, he will reach out. I mean, we've all seen How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, right?
Mm-hmm. 100 like, times on the plane.
You, okay. He will. Right. So I'm just kind of like, no, I didn't reach out to him, but I haven't heard anything from him either. So
I just don't understand. Know. Everything goes great. Perfect day. And then nothing.
Oh my God. So, yeah. It was amazing.
Well, there's got to be a reason. So hold on 1 second. It's a second date update. By the way, I have my Harry Styles costume. Just want you to know.
Lucky. Which one are you going to be?
I'm going to be the one that has like these purple, shiny pants, pink boa vest, full vibe, belt, pink Converse, high tops, okay. Full vibe. Nice. I'm not even going to change my hair.
Yeah. Oh, right. That means we need to get wigs.
So that's another day. Today we're in a second date update. Olivia met this guy, Kyle, on Hinge. They went out, Hermosa Beach. They had lunch. They walked the beach. They had a great date. And then she got completely blown off by the guy, which is rude. But you, different dead eye, you want to know why. I just would assume they're not into me and I don't want to hear anymore. But you want the reason why he's blowing you off.
Well, right? Yeah, because he seemed to enjoy the date as much as I did. You know what I mean? Like, okay. So we had, you know, that prompt on Hinge, like
yeah.
This year, I want to, he responded with read a book every month. I'm like, how cute is that? And we live so close to each other. Like it's literally maybe like 15-minute drive. Like it works out.
Okay. Well, I've got him on the phone. Be quiet here. We're going to be very quiet because I'm going to talk to him, see what I can find out. Okay, Olivia?
Okay.
Meet this guy, Kyle. Kyle, good morning. Thanks for coming on. My name is Ryan Seacrest. You're on the air with us. How are you?
Hey, man. How are you?
I'm doing well, bro. So just want to chat for a second. You're on Hinge, or we're on Hinge. What'd you like about Hinge?
I don't know. People seem pretty, I guess, mature, but still looking for different things. I don't know. It's just the conversation somehow ended up being a little more substantive and fun on Hinge, I guess.
Good. Well, that's what people tell me.
Yeah.
So anyway, you meet this woman, Olivia, we understand, and you took her out. How was the date?
I had a great time. I gotta say, it was probably the most fun date I've had in a while. I thought there was tons of chemistry, really attractive, really bright. The whole thing was like, knocked it out of the park.
That's awesome.
But I mean, it was actually, I guess that's not really the whole truth. I'm kind of still getting over that one. I mean, the date was fun, but yeah.
What do you mean getting over it?
Oh, just like being ghosted. I didn't get a response from her when I reached out the next day, and that just kind of hurt.
No.
Yeah.
So you went out with Olivia. You guys have an epic date. You flipped her a text, and she blew you off?
Flipped her a text?
Yeah, I actually called her, too, and it went straight to voicemail, so I guess I got blocked or something. I don't know what happened.
All right, hold on for a second. Tanya's whispering into the microphone, but I can't hear it.
We can come back to it, but nobody flips a text. You just send a text.
No, you flip him a text. No, I flip text.
I kind of like that. Yeah. I thought that was cool.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll flip you a text. Hey, Tubbs, I'll flip you a text about jiu-jitsu later. That's what we say.
Never heard it before.
Flip a text? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll flip you a video. I'll flip you a text. I'll flip you a thirst. Right. I'll flip you a TT.
Thirst.
Mm-hmm. Thirst trap. Mm-hmm. All right, so, Kyle, I want to tell you that Olivia's on the phone right now listening in on this. Olivia, is that true that he reached out to you and you blew him off?
No, I didn't block you. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Hi, by the way. I think you did. I'm pretty sure. I'm almost.
Oh my God! Muffled. Wait, serious? Wait, you were texting me?
Yeah, I actually texted you a couple of times, and I tried to call you, and I like went to voicemail. Then I thought maybe you got dropped. Called back again, straight to voicemail.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I need to figure out what happened because like maybe I did it by accident because like I definitely didn't mean to. I had such a good time. Oh my
that
God.
Is
what
I'm
relief.
Saying.
Can you check?
Maybe you can check. That was so weird for you too.
I'm going to figure out what happened, but like, I don't know. Can we like go out again?
Yes. Are you? Yeah. Let's make it happen. I'll tell you what. I can send you like a test message or something, and we can figure it out.
Yeah. I have to like look into the back end. Like, I literally, if I block you, it was totally unintentional. I don't even know how to do it.
Okay. Well, just by the way, can I just say one thing? If for some reason you're like iCloud brings up the messages that I did send, can you just like ignore them? They're kind of, I don't know, like maybe it sounded like I was annoyed or a little, you know, peeved or whatever. Just ignore that.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's totally fine. I was really annoyed too. So
okay.
I'm just so confused.
Yeah. All right. Well, that would be fun.
The beginning of what could be a real relationship here, Olivia and Kyle. I like it.
Could be kind of cute.
Right? But you see why I wanted to know? Because was so confused.
No, it makes total sense that you'd want to know. And it was funny when Kyle was like telling me that he flipped you a text and you didn't respond. I'm like, that's what Olivia said, that she flipped you one and like nothing.
No. Yeah.
So
it was like a double flip of text.
No flipping of text. Just texting. Yes.
You know what? This is like the one in a million time too, because most of the time when you think, you send a text and you think, oh, maybe they didn't see it. It's like, they really did. But here, she actually didn't see it.
Kyle and Olivia, happily ever after. Yeah. Thanks for coming on and good luck, guys.
Cool.
All right.
Bye. Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
That happens to me sometimes, like when I was dating, first meeting somebody, I'd send a text and I'd happen to be like on a flight. And then I'd land. I'm like, oh, God, I don't think it went through. But it didn't say it didn't go through. But it went through like sent as text. It said sent as text.
And I'm like, gotta flip it again.
May have to do it again. But then you also want to be the guy's like, sorry, I'm just resending in case you didn't see it. And then they're like, oh, I saw it, just been working. Like, okay, I shouldn't have flipped two. What's wrong with me saying flip a text?
I think it's cute.
Flip, what do you say?
You just send a text or, like I just texted you. You don't flip it. You flip a coin.
I don't flip a coin. I do not flip coins. Football, I don't get up and flip coins.
The refs flip coins.
I'll flip you a text. I'll slide you a text. I'll send you a text. I'll flip you a text.
Slide you a DM.
I don't DM anyone.
You
I don't
should.
DM anyone. I do not want to DM anyone.
Actually, maybe you shouldn't now.
Why?
Me.
Oh, yeah. I don't DM. I don't.
Good.
If I don't have your number, I don't reach out.
It's good.
You know?
Stick to that rule.
Yeah.
I do. So we're going to grab Bella. I'm about to pay a bill. And then we will do that again next hour. But let me grab Bella. Bella, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Ryan. Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. So tell me, you don't want to bring your boyfriend to a wedding?
Yes, that is correct, Ryan. Yeah,
why?
My boyfriend. So he's invited, but I'm not quite sure when to bring him because my ex will be at the wedding.
And is your
college
friend? Is your ex single?
Yeah, he is single. Yeah, he's single at the moment.
So
my boyfriend.
Tell him that it's your. Just move on. Don't tell him it's your boyfriend or ex boyfriend.
He already knows. He's aware. He's aware of the ex. He would recognize him and everything.
So yeah. I've lived through this. I actually made a mistake. So why was that something? And an ex of mine was there, and I introduced my current to my ex, but I didn't say my girlfriend. I said her name.
Oh, no. I would hate you for that.
And I'm like, why? What? And I'm in the car. I'm like, what's wrong? It's like, nothing. I'm like, wait, nothing. I'm trying to figure out. I'm racking my brain. Like, what happened? It's like, well, when you introduced me to ex, you just said my name. You didn't say girlfriend. I'm like, I did?
Yeah.
I didn't realize.
Oh, so bad.
No. I mean, the ex knew she was with me, but I just said her name instead of saying, this is my girlfriend.
I feel like it's implied.
No, you need to hear
it. No, but it was like the craziest thing. I'm like, what? And you know when you're, I don't know, maybe it's just me or some guys, like, I'm really trying to figure out what's wrong. Like, nothing should be wrong. And then
how long were you guys dating?
My ex. For six years.
Look,
I
think that you should be. I mean, you don't still have feelings for him, do you?
No, there's zero feelings. I mean, we broke up amicably, and
so I think it's okay.
I think together or anything.
I think it's worse if you're current boyfriend doesn't go because then he's going to find out later.
Sure.
Like, oh, you didn't want me to go to the wedding? And who
because
knows?
Because of your ex?
Drinks are going to be flowing. Look,
if you've moved on and he's moved on, I think it's fine. You're an adult.
Yeah, true. I guess I just think that it would create problems and bring up insecurities on his end. So I was trying to just avoid the situation in general and sort of tell him that I didn't get a plus one for the wedding.
No, I think that's so much worse.
Worse, because the truth is always going to come out.
Yeah, your boyfriend needs to have boots on the ground.
The truth is always going to come out, and he's going to be more mad when he finds out that you lied.
Yeah, that's true. I guess it's smarter.
He can hold his own.
Deal with the fight afterwards. Yeah,
he's probably gonna feel great. He's got you on his arm. He's with you.
Yeah, that makes sense. That might be the best option to tell the truth and just be super transparent.
All right. Well, good luck with this one. Thanks for calling, Bella.
Thank you so much, Ryan. Thank you, guys.
Okay, bye.
Mm-hmm. Wait, we have to come back to this. We have to put a pin in it, and we have to come back to it because this is a
good... can answer it right now.
Do we have time?
How long were you with the current girlfriend that you just introduced
me?
By her name?
Yeah.
Yes, you.
Well, I don't think anybody's been 2 years, so probably like a year. That was a joke. But probably a year?
A year. And you did not say this is my girlfriend.
I would be deliberate.
No, hold on. But it's not like I don't ever do it. It's just I didn't happen to say it then.
Oh,
no
why? Reason. Because it was your ex?
Mm-hmm. No, it was no reason. I didn't even know.
You
I did the introduction.
Away.
That's the problem. You should know. You should have been explicit about this is my girlfriend.
Trust me. No.
Yeah, you blew it.
Well, I obviously learned that at dinner afterwards. I'm like, what is going on? No one's talking.
It's
why is
so
no one talking?
I've been there before. I've totally been there before.
I'm like, why is no one talking? Meaning there's only two of us, and I'm not talking, and you're not talking. Like, oh, because, you know, I say, what? What? And see, this is the thing, though. I didn't even realize it. Nor did I realize that's an issue.
Well, no, because she's not going to make a scene there. Classy, by the way. And so she waited until you were alone.
Ah, make a scene with me?
Mm-hmm. Obviously.
Well, the restaurant, I'm like, this is a great place. This should be fun.
Well.
We never go to this restaurant.
I'm on her side.
Well, I was like, fine, I'm sorry, got it. Noted that every time you need to say that.
This is my girlfriend, blah-de-blah.
Especially to the ex.
Oh, especially to the ex.
Okay, I heard it the first time. I don't need an echo. You guys sound like I need it twice or three times.
You brought it up.
You guys brought me here this morning. So it's all y'all's fault.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
All right, so we did a trending report. And, you know, we have been told that sometimes celebrities have listened to the show, which I never think they do, right? I don't think of us as having celebrities listen to the show. But I guess by virtue of broadcasting in Los Angeles and many celebrities living here and KISS being around for so long that they do or even have grown up listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Bieber, Hailey Bieber, she told us that she listens every day on the way to the gym. Mm-hmm. And we talk about Hailey and Justin. And anyway, Tanya does these trending reports. And when you do the trending reports, I don't often think, oh, they're listening.
Me either.
But you did a trending report about Selling Sunset and the woman on it, Chrishell.
Correct.
And that's right, Ben Affleck listens. I remember that. And Gwen Stefani listens. But I don't think that way. So anyway, go ahead. What happened, Tanya? She heard your report?
Yes. So we did this report and she posted, she heard it and then she basically posted a TikTok where she played our video because it was posted on Instagram, posted our video of us doing the trending report, kind of like listening to it and kind of shaking her head. And everybody started sending me this video. Like, did you see Chrishell's like trolling you?
Sure it was reversed though too. Like, I'm sure like maybe she didn't even hear it, and someone from her team.
But
sent
I
her
panicked
the video.
And I was like, oh my gosh! I used a direct quote from this Jason guy. Like, at first I thought like I misreported something, right?
No,
but I did not. I used a direct quote. But basically, the report was Jason, her ex-boyfriend, was saying on the carpet that sometimes he knows.
Chrishell actually still has the login to his HBO Max, and she uses it. So basically, he was on the carpet, and he was saying, Jason was saying, I can tell when she's mad at me because she'll screw up where I'm at on all my shows. We had a good little laugh this morning about it.
That is wrong.
And I'm like.
So and now Chrishell's just watching this. I'm looking at her watching
and
this.
She goes into his HBO Max and like. fast forwards on the shows he's watching and stuff. That is so
petty,
but it's also weird.
It's so laborious.
One of my TVs, I found out, was still signed into Jason, and that's how we found out, because we were both watching House of Dragon, and he got playfully mad because I messed up where he was in his place. He made a joke about it, and now it's a thing, and it's just funny. Like, as if I have time, or as if I was mad, and that's really what I would do. No, I turned on my TV, I watched House of Dragon, and then we joked because he was like, oh, you probably did it on purpose. Anyway, it's funny.
So take that, she's saying to Tanya.
Yeah.
She basically like, Tanya, take that.
Yeah,
clap back.
Clap back.
Like, take that. No, there's video of her just watching video of you telling that story.
Yeah.
So this is the problem with these trending reports. And I say to my mother all the time, don't believe all this stuff you read. People literally make stuff up. Connect dots that... Like, I've had, like, stuff written about me where they take pictures from Instagram and they put them together with pictures of me from another place and make it look like you're in the same place.
No, but we can believe it because he said it. How do we not believe what he said? But what we're getting is, like, portions of a full story.
I like that she actually responded to you.
I do, too.
That was very cool.
Yeah.
And you saw that or someone told you about that?
When
we
I tell
saw,
you
in the group chat,
yeah, when I tell you I've never received more DMs, like everybody was sending me this, and then people were responding on her TikTok saying like, Tanya's a sweetheart, she doesn't mean any harm, like all this stuff, and they're like asking for me to respond. I'm like, am I in like a beef right now? I don't know what's
I think we should have her on.
Yeah.
Wait, did you respond to her?
I think we should have her
on. Yeah,
I
responded to her story and I just said, LOL, I'm dying. And I just did a bunch of like skulls and crying.
No,
emojis.
We should have her on because this kind of thing can scar people for life, Tanya.
We tried to
you
have
know,
her
they
on
hear these
once.
Kinds of stories. And?
I think she canceled.
Well, we can reschedule. Reschedule. I'd like to have her on. I like that show, actually. Sometimes I put it on as background.
Yeah.
It's just good to have
background?
On.
Background? No. You need to watch that show. Like, you cannot watch it as
you
background.
Guys, but we went into, like, a full tangent about how, like, if you're doing this to your ex, like, and you guys are in different relationships, how, like, we would be mad if we were in that relationship if our ex was doing that with their ex.
Well, I think we need to be less wreckful. When we do our trending reports, who else is today?
I mean, it's fine.
Who else is in the
we're
trending
We're allowed to
reports?
Give our opinions about, that's what everybody does. We just like,
free speech.
Who else is in the trending report today, later?
Today we have Mila and Ashton Kutcher. Another
well,
a
you know,
quote.
Mila listens. And Ashton.
It's a direct quote.
I just want you to think of them.
Listening as
car,
I report.
And they're in a Yukon or something.
Okay.
As,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
as
they're driving their Yukon.
Kids, they're driving the kids to school.
Yep. And he's in boots. And she's dressed mm-hmm. in something cool from Olivia and Rod. What's that place called? Olivia and Alice?
Alice and Olivia.
Alice and Olivia, right? You got to picture the whole thing.
Yeah. They're super casual. We saw them at
Olivia
that charity event. She was wearing like jeans and like a t-shirt.
Always,
Dodgers.
Always on trend.
Converse.
Always chill.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be thinking about that when you're... Today we are observing National Taco Day. And also Yom Kippur begins tonight at mm-hmm. sundown. Yep. So what is your plan tonight?
We are going over to his parents' house, and you have one big meal all together, and then
fantastic.
You fast all the way Wednesday throughout the day, and then you break the fast after the sun goes down tomorrow.
So tonight's meal will be a good one.
Yeah.
Like, will you take some pictures?
Yeah, for sure.
I just love hearing
his
about
his mom, like, home makes everything.
And traditional meals are so special.
Mm-hmm.
And creating, like, even like when you get married, like when you guys get married, you'll have, this is obviously religious, but you'll have some sort of traditional celebration of things between the two of you.
Yeah.
And it'll be so fun to start your own traditions with your kids and everything.
It is interesting because we have two totally different faiths. So it's like basically the whole month of December is a holiday between Hanukkah
That's
and
fun.
Christmas. Yeah.
I like it. All right. Have you heard of the term helicopter parenting, or terms or words? Helicopter parenting?
Yeah, I think we all have.
So define it. What helicopter parent is just all hovers?
Right. It's like a hovering parent always like does everything for their kid almost per se. But I feel like that term is like out, and there's a okay. new term that I wanted to tell you guys about.
Okay, what is it?
So it's called sittervising.
Sittervising.
Yes.
Sittervising. Okay, it's, like supervising and babysitting.
This trend replaces the constant parental involvement
of recent years. Supervising means to supervise children from a seated position, so not down on the floor with them, and not necessarily completely ignoring them and like being in your bedroom and they're downstairs or something like that. But experts say that there's benefits for both the child and the parent because parents cannot dedicate 100% of their time to play with children. So I'm kind of big on this. I feel like I already naturally do this with my kids. Like I'm in the kitchen and they're playing and right in front of me, like, you know, in the living room, or I can be on my laptop and they're playing on the ground right below me. But when I was like reading more of this article last night, I noticed that Michael's the complete opposite. He is this parent that's always on the ground playing with the kids.
Huh.
And so I was like, wow, I just noticed that there was a divide in our parenting styles and I had no idea until I was kind of like reading about this term sittervising, and it's all over TikTok. It kind of just blew up by this parenting expert that I follow on Instagram. And it's like within the last year, sittervising has just like the hashtag has kind of been growing. And it's interesting when you kind of like realize like how when it comes to the amount of stuff that we do and the workload that we do, experts say that parents that dedicate all of their time to playing with their children, they do that at a sacrifice of their own work and yep. their own time. So then what happens is parents are forced to do the day's work after the kids go to bed. And then that leaves them exhausted. And then that leaves them like resentful and cranky. And
well, you become bad partner, bad, you know, parent or, exactly. or frustrated partner.
Frustrated
parent.
And it's like a domino effect. So they almost say like you have to find the balance essentially.
Yeah. How do you stay on the floor all day and work?
You can't. No, you really can't. But it's like I go back and forth on this because you can argue like you are never going to get these years back. Like my kids are four. Like they're only going to be this little for this time. And I'm almost just like cherish these moments. Like, you know, I feel like there's only going to be so long that they're going to want to actually play with us. So I don't know how I feel, to be honest. I feel like I'm exhausted regardless, well, supervising or not.
I get it. I like this sittervising.
Yeah.
But I'm also thinking what I might do if I ever decide that that's a good thing for me to have kids. But what I might do, you ever seen this series Alone? I don't know, it's on one of the streamers, maybe Netflix. And they put you out in the middle of nowhere. Huh. And they leave you. And you got to, basically, it's like Survivor on steroids.
Really?
So you're in the middle of nowhere. You're totally alone.
Are you naked?
You are naked when you sleep, but you arrive with clothes.
Oh, okay.
You only have like certain number of items when you arrive. Anyway,
why
what
do
they
do. You have to be naked when you sleep.
No. I feel like I heard about this show, but the one I heard about, they were naked. Naked and afraid.
Bachelors in Paradise or something.
Naked
I'm
and
not
afraid.
That.
It's naked so, and afraid.
But they're alone. So they have a GoPro on them. And then when facing them, and they've got like all this easy video equipment that's on their person, and the images are then sent back to producers. That's what I'll do with my kids. I'll just put them in cameras so that you could sit there in the kitchen, in the living room, just watch what they're doing, right? You can they can transmit the images directly back to you so you see it all live.
I mean, you can do that. I mean, we definitely have cameras like in all over our house too.
I'm gonna pop that Nest Cam up outside.
Yo, you know, it comes in handy when I go to the bathroom. I'll tell you that much.
Like, okay, sometimes... you can listen in.
Yeah, spy.
It's alone. It's on the History Channel and streams on Hulu and Discovery Plus. They tell me.
Do you on the History Channel?
Well, it just shows now with all the shows they show up on one of the streamers and boom, there I go.
Okay.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Every time we meet one of these TikTokers, I'm fascinated by them. They're doing jobs that they love out of passion. I was thinking, you know what someday I might do? Is, you know, I'm such a olive oil advocate. And maybe I'll just do a show where I feature restaurants that use only olive oil when they prepare the foods.
Mm. Versus like, what?
Like, butter.
I went to one the other night and it was dessert and they put it on the table. He's like, this is olive oil cake. And I was like, what?
Yes.
And I got so excited.
That's my favorite cake in the world.
I made him retape it so that he could say it. I was going to send it to you and
this
then I forgot.
Is olive oil cake moist and not too sweet?
Not too sweet. It's perfect. It's delicious.
Fantastic. Did you put more olive oil on the top of it raw?
No, I just ate it. And they paired it with a very tart, like almost like an ice cream, but it was like a
sorbet.
Thank you. A tart sorbet.
A lemon sorbet, darling.
Mm-hmm. Delicious.
Darling.
Oh, darling. It's a lemon sorbet, darling.
Who is he?
That's what the restaurant. This is a lemon sorbet, darling.
Darling.
Okay, Alethea Johnson. Anyway, but that might be what I do. I'm just thinking. Anyway, Alethea Johnson. So she is a TikToker, and she did this. She remodeled her sister's dorm on the cheap, posted it up, and now she's made a total career out of it. Good morning, Alethea. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm doing pretty good.
Video racking up like 11 million views plus. And the best part that I think people really related to and wanted to learn more about was that you spent under $300 to transform your sister's side of the dorm room, right?
Incredible.
Yeah, I did.
So do you have a knack for looking for things of great value for less?
Well, I didn't think I did, but now I do. I honestly like to use Amazon for a lot of things. And then I will also go in and fill it in with like Dollar Tree, because you don't have to use a lot of money to do something, but you can fill in the small items with, you know, inexpensive things.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have a couple things here. Three cheap and easy ways you can transform your dorm room or your bedroom. What's on that list of three?
Yes. So don't be afraid to move around your furniture. I think the first and best thing to do is just start playing with what you have, moving it around, seeing how you can maybe fit something under something else. So changing the furniture alone will like create a completely different looking space. The second thing is the thing what I would say is to really make use of LED lights. There's so many different types now. You have it in lamps, like there's battery lit candles, there's projectors. And when I'm using strip lights, I try to hide them behind furniture so it creates more of a hue and you don't actually see the LED strip showing.
Yes.
And then, yes, I love that one. And then the last one I would say is really just pick a theme and color, because it takes the stress off of you once you have an idea in mind, and you can really just take your time and run with that. So it doesn't, you won't like be going out to stores and trying to buy everything and put it in your space, because now you've limited what you're doing with it. So it just takes the stress off and you feel better when you're focused.
So three great tips. And what's fantastic about this story is that you're working as a nurse, and now you're doing this as full-time interior design, right?
Wow.
Yes. Yeah.
Incredible.
I've been a nurse since I was 19.
Wow.
So, yeah, incredible. So I've been working as a nurse for a little while, and I always had a passion for interior design, and I kind of just started small, like doing my space, then doing my sister's space. And when I finally started posting it, people started asking me to do their spaces. And I never would have thought redoing my sister's dorm room would ever have became what it became. But once it blew up so big, I got so many new clients that I was able to do this full time and make that my career. So that's been really exciting.
So if you want to get more tips on how you can really do this on the cheap, but good stuff, Alethea J on TikTok, A-L-E-T-H-E-A-J on TikTok. Alethea Johnson, nice to meet you.
Thank you so much. Nice meeting you too.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm a big lighting guy. Soft lighting, ambient lighting, cove lighting, dim lighting. And she talked about the strip. You hide the strip and you get that nice sort of ambient light.
Yeah,
it's a great tip. So I guess you asked this question. Did someone say I love you while being drunk? For the first time. Your first I love you was after tipping some cups.
Yes.
Guilty.
Okay, go ahead.
And I feel like sometimes people get worried about that. You know, they're like, oh my gosh, he said I love you for the first time while he was drunk.
Right.
Did he mean it? Well, this is exactly what happened with Mila Kunis. So she's been out promoting her new movie, Luckiest Girl Alive. And she was talking about her first I love you from Ashton Kutcher. She said, it really happened. I didn't have tequila. I was sober. And I was like, oh my God, it happened, guys. And so she also said that she knew she loved her husband at the same time when Ashton confessed his love. But what she was referring to is the backstory. Ashton Kutcher admitted this on his new Peloton running series, Our Future Selves. He said, I showed up drunk at her house at like 2 a.m. and I told her I love her. And she said, don't say it if you don't mean it. Are you going to love me in the morning when you wake up from this hangover? And so I just wanted to share the story because I feel like a lot of people imagine their first I love you to be this like fairy tale. We're looking into each other's eyes and we're on a beach or we're in this like romantic setting. And he looks over and he tells me all the things that he loves about me, when in reality, it doesn't always happen that way. And look, like Mila and Ashton are happily married how many years later and like still going strong.
First of all, she's just rad. She's rad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've known him a long time, and they're great together. It's a great couple. They're
are
funny
they
together.
Yin and yang, or are they more like yin and yang?
I think they're yin and yang and yang and yin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think.
Like all of it.
They're so cute. I'm telling you, we saw them at that tournament and they were playing ping pong together and they were so funny and like competitive, but they pick on each other, but they support each other at the same time.
And she was like in Converse. I was like, yes, girl.
Yes. It was so cute.
Yeah, it's a couple I like. It's a couple I like. Can we go back to Peloton doing shows?
And I was like, what is that?
What?
Yeah. Have you not seen this? It's like there's been all these promos about it. They're on like a treadmill and he's kind of like talking. This one was with Kenny Chesney, but Kim Kardashian, I think, did one. Who else?
They're
did
like
one
coaching
with him?
You through a workout?
You're like having conversations through, a workout.
Man, I got to get back on the Peloton. I guess it's been
It's not the bike. It's the treadmill they're running.
Oh, the treadmill. And that makes
sense. And is Ashton running with you?
Yeah.
Well, he's running nice. For his series.
That's smart.
Yeah, they're like running on this treadmill.
I would run with Ashton
Wait,
Kutcher.
Do you know? Have you seen this?
I've seen the commercials for it. I have
so
not watched
Ashton
the
Ashton Kutcher's
actual...
just running with you.
They're running on treadmills, yes.
And he's telling you fast, incline, slower, whatever?
I don't know if he's like your coach or if they're just having conversation through this show. You really haven't seen the commercials? Who else is on it? Kim Kardashian? Hold on, let me look.
I didn't know Peloton was doing that kind of programming. I can't wait for their first Peloton rom-com. Fun.
Exactly. And Kim was running with her hair down. That was like a big controversy because she's like, who runs with their hair down?
Okay, people are mean. I run with my hair down every single day.
Yeah. On air with Ryan Seacrest.
We are going to roll out of here. Sisney will take you to 11 o'clock. Tomorrow we're back paying your bills first thing in the morning. I'll start bright and early at 6:10. LA's number one hit music station.
Thanks for listening to On Air with Ryan Seacrest. Make sure to subscribe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.